Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Artie Johnson reporting. Syria's civil war is under a one-day-old United Nations brokered ceasefire, and while many are enjoying the relative calm, the quiet was broken in several towns hit by airstrikes today. The British-based Syrian Observatory for the Human Rights said at least six villages were targeted in the strikes. So far, the identity and origin of the jets is unknown, and it's unclear if the raids hit areas covered by the truce. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Power said the ceasefire does not apply to terror groups such as the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Baghdad was on high alert today after IS extremists launched a surprise attack on Abu Ghraib, just west of the Iraqi capital. Suicide bombers and gunmen riding pickup trucks stormed the city in one of the boldest attacks by the IS in months. Increased numbers of Iraqi forces were quickly deployed to Baghdad's international zone, which is home to many embassies and international staff, as well as the capital's international airport. By early afternoon, Iraqi officials declared the fighting in Abu Ghraib over and Baghdad back to normal. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. convoys confer with Nigerian officials about possible deployment to the region. This is VOA News. The international